Hello, and welcome to Why Family Based Solutions podcasts. Today is the 15th of July 2019, and I'm Florence Grundwink. On today's blog, I would like to talk about education. As has been mentioned in various blogs, education is a very strong reason for children ending up in institutions. Because people around the world are becoming more and more aware of the power of education to make sure that children manage to get higher up and to escape from the circumstances that their parents are living in, parents are starting to put more and more emphasis on the importance of getting their children an education. And unfortunately, it is still not possible for all parents to provide their children with an education, however much they might want to, because education in many places is still quite expensive. In some places there is such a thing as free education, particularly in primary schools. In more and more countries in the world that is being developed, which is very helpful. However, even in places where education is free, there are usually still a lot of costs involved with sending your children to school. Although you do not need to pay a fee for registration or examination or tuition costs, there are usually still costs involved in buying school books, getting a school uniform, and in getting the transport your child needs to be able to go to school. And these costs, even in situations where education is free, may still be too high for parents to be able to send their children to school. And then there are still many countries as well where education is not free, where fees are charged for every aspect of education. And this puts education outside of the reach of a large part of the population because it is simply unaffordable. And whether or not education is affordable is not the only issue. Another issue is whether schools are available within a distance that can be travelled on a daily basis. There are many places in the world where rural areas have very sparse populations and often very few community services such as schools or hospitals. In these cases, you may need to travel for half a day or even more than a day to get to the nearest place where you could possibly go to school. And obviously it's not possible to attend school daily when you need to travel that kind of distance. You couldn't live at home and attend the school at all. So in these places, the only alternative is for a child to either go to boarding school, and often these are not the kind of boarding schools where children go home on the weekends or in every holidays, but they are the kind of boarding schools where children stay year-round and may have 1 or possibly 2 months out of the year that they are able to go home to their families. Or they end up in an institution because either boarding schools are not available or not affordable, and the only way parents can see of giving their children an education is to put them in an institution in the hopes that by putting them in an institution, the child will get everything they need, both food-wise, education-wise, and healthcare-wise. But the question is whether that is actually going to be the case. Although almost all institutions pride themselves on providing children with an education, what kind of education is being provided in an institution is very variable. In some cases, they do send children to high quality schools and pay for the expenses involved. In some cases, they do provide high quality education themselves, but this is not a given. So the story I want to share with you today is an example of an institution that is trying to provide children with an education, and they are working with the best of intentions. However, despite their good intentions, what they are delivering to the children falls well short of what would be called a proper education. So this is to create some awareness on the fact that when someone says we are providing an education, this does not necessarily mean that children will actually end up learning what they need to know to be able to move forward in life. In a sense, today's story about education is comparable to last month's story about healthcare, in the sense that it shows that even when healthcare or education is offered, it might still not be quite what you need, and it may not really constitute the thing that you were looking for. So in this story, we are talking about a large-scale institution who are taking in children with the best of intentions, trying to take them away from very difficult circumstances and trying to provide them with the better chances in life. So they also call what they are doing rehabilitating the children. They try to make sure that the children are offered the opportunities for a better future by taking them away from a difficult past. Some of the children in the institutions are sent to regular schools in the surroundings. However, one of the big projects that this organization has is that they want to provide the children both in the institutions and very underprivileged children from the surroundings with something which is considered very, very prestigious. In this area, very few people are able to speak English. Very few people are taught English in school at all. And what is considered to be a particularly prestigious, elitist thing is for children to go to an English medium school. There are some English medium schools in the area, but these, without exception, are all very, very expensive private schools where children of rich people get their education, allowing them to learn more than one language, to become fluent in English, and hopefully that way earn a very good living when they grow up. The organization that I'm talking about wanted to provide the same kind of chances to the children in their institution, as well as to the children living in the slums in the area surrounding the institution. So they wanted to provide English medium education to children for whom it would be unimaginable to attain such a thing outside of this school that they were setting up themselves. This in itself is a laudable plan. However, when I became more familiar with it, I found that there were a few holes in the reasoning and in the execution of this plan. Firstly, on a visit, I was asked to have a meeting with the teachers of the English medium school to see if I could give any advice on dealing with the children or on improving the curriculum. The thing that was apparent immediately and that shocked me quite a lot was that it turned out not to be possible to have a conversation with these teachers without someone there to translate what was being said. So these were teachers who were supposed to be teaching children in English to allow the children to become fluent in English, but they were unable to have the most basic conversation in English themselves. Everything had to be translated from my English to their language, otherwise communication was not possible. This in itself is a big hurdle because there is no way you can teach children a language properly if you do not speak it yourself. Then later on, I came across another discovery, quite by chance. I was sitting in a group of children, talking to them, when one of the children, a girl of about 6 years old, asked me if she could write her name on my hand. I told her she could, so she went to get a pen, she came back, and she wrote her name on my hand in Latin script. And she told me, "That's my name in my language." And I looked at her and I said, "No, we've written that in English." Because her language had a completely different script. It was did not have a Latin script. So to have written in Latin script meant that it was for her English. "Oh," she said, she frowned. And then she said, "I'll write it in my language now." And again, she wrote her name in Latin script. So she was not able to write her name in her own language. And more worryingly, she was not aware that she was not able to write her name in her own language. She was not aware that she was not writing in her own language. I went to investigate and got some information about what was going on, and I found that indeed these children were not taught their own language in school. And when I commented on this, I was told, "Oh, but they don't need to learn it in school because they speak this language every day amongst themselves, so their language will develop fine." But my worry was not about their spoken language. Of course they speak it every day, and of course they will develop that language just fine in a spoken way. But, as I just mentioned, this was a language with a completely different script from English. This means that learning to read and write English does not give them any access to their own written language. Essentially, they become illiterate in their own language while learning more or less English. So, with English being taught poorly and their own language not being taught at all, what exactly were they going to be learning? Apart from that, however prestigious, even if they were learning English properly, however prestigious it is to be learning English in this area, it was not going to be very helpful in their daily life. When you went out in the streets of the town that was closest to the institution, you would not see any signs on any shops or any streets in English, in Latin script. Everything was written in their own language, which is understandable since very few people speak or read or write any English. But this means that if these children come out of school not having learned to read or write their own language, they are illiterate and they will be helpless in their own community. They will not be able to find the shop they are looking for or the road they are looking for because they cannot read the signs. And as I said, because this language had a completely different script, this is not a situation like the one where, for example, at home you speak French and in school you'd learn English. In that situation, you still have the same script. So by speaking the language at home and learning a different language in school, you may still learn to read and write your own language because you know the letters that are being used and you know the sounds, so you can combine that and you can learn to read your own language. When the script is different, there is no way you can access the script. There is no way you can teach yourself to read and write without having learned the script of your own language. So I protested against this, and while they hadn't thought about it, they did seemed to think it made sense that it might be a good idea to make sure these children were taught their own language as well. And over the years, improvements have been made to the school. All the children now do get taught their own language. They are taught to read and write their own language as well as English. And over the years, better teachers have been hired. And now all teachers are actually able to hold conversations in English and to teach in English. There is still a lot to be improved in this English medium school. It still does not provide the kind of education that you would really hope for in something that presents itself as quite a prestigious school. But at least some things are learned in this school. But this is what I wanted to bring across, that in this case too, these children were told, these children's families were told, that these children were provided with an education. But in fact, they were not. They were spending every day in school. They were sitting in classrooms, but they weren't really learning anything as such. Because the teachers were not able to teach what they were supposed to be teaching, and some of the essential subjects had been skipped. And it is important to realize that sitting in a classroom is not the same as getting an education. And what we need to make sure of is that all children get an education. And better yet, we need to make sure that they get an education in their own community, where they can live with their family and still receive a proper education, helping them to make their own choices in life, to have better opportunities for the kind of jobs that they would be interested in. So please try to keep education in the community. Try to support projects that provide education in places where there is little access to schools, and projects that make sure that education is of a good quality and is affordable to everyone in the community, because that is the way to make sure that families can stay together. Thank you for listening, and keep educating yourself on how to help, not harm, vulnerable children, so we can keep moving towards family-based solutions for all children.